I'm sorry? We'll go back to regular business then. Okay, we'll go back to the, we'll start back then. Our first case under advisement for this evening is case number 10,388. We've got 387 is open. 384 table, 387 is open. So again, it's 10,388 that we're after. Okay. And this is a variance from the separation between units and a mobile home park. And this was in the Whispering Pines. And this is where the gentleman needed a 4-foot, 6-inch variance. And he obtained a permit. As a builder, he obtained a permit.
One of the things that I asked about, Mr. Chairman, because this has always concerned me, is that the thing he's too close to was there illegally.
Correct.
And, you know, but for that having been constructed illegally, this guy would have been fine. And it seems a little bit unfair to penalize this guy when the other guy's already created the real problem.
That is it.
We've had that a couple of times.
We have.
Sounds like somebody ought to go snoop around this development. Sounds like there's a lot of future business for us in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a shame the poor homeowners one gets, but this we need that, you know, somehow have a relief for them to help them with. I agree with that, Mr. Burrow. So again, we had no one in opposition to it. Is there any discussion from any members of the board? Is there any further questions or on the case? Everyone understand what happened? Mr. McCabe, how do you feel about it? Okay. Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
They brought more links.
I mean, it was already there.
It was already there.
Yes, it was. It wasn't created by this gentleman. Mr. Hudson, how's your feelings on it?
I don't see a problem with it, with the standards.
Huh?
I don't see a problem with it.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I'm fine with it.
We have, did you sell some in that area? We've had a lot of these in this Whispering Pines. We have approved these types of variances in that area. Did you state earlier? Okay. Okay, well, it seems to be the consensus in that everyone's in agreement with it. It wasn't created. It was already there. So if there's no further discussion on case number 10,388, I will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,388. I feel it is unique in the circumstances involved. I believe it enables reasonable use of the property, not necessarily created by the applicant, won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay, well, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,388. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. The next one.